Plattsburgh Common Councilors chose a mayor pro tem Thursday evening. The vote had been postponed following testy exchanges and a deadlocked vote the week before. According to the Plattsburgh City Charter, the Common Council must choose a councilor to serve as mayor pro tem at the first meeting of each year or as soon thereafter as possible. The mayor pro tem fills in for the mayor in the event of illness or absence, but cannot make appointments, veto council action, or cast tie-breaking votes. Four votes are needed from the six councilors to approve the selection of a pro tem. Last week, one councilor was absent. Two nominations were put forth, but an antagonistic debate between Democratic councilors Becky Casper and Mike Kelly led to a deadlock.
Mike, with no respect to your comments, I would ask you not to point a finger at me any longer.
I'm going to point fingers, Becky. As long as you keep being a divisive force in this council, then I'm going to point fingers. You can count on that.
Thursday night, all of the councilors were at City Hall as nominations opened again for pro tem. Ward 1 Democrat Rochelle Armstrong offered what she hoped would be a compromise.
As a way of trying to arrive at a compromise, I felt like it was a good idea to nominate Peter Insel for mayor pro tem, an independent voice, someone over this year who has been very active in the council, and also someone willing to listen to both sides. I think in some cases we're a little bit divided. As an independent, I also rely on his approach to being independent.
Ward 2's Kelly had nominated Armstrong for the position the week before.
There are two camps in our city council currently. There's no denying that. There's a group of us that feel very strongly that the mayor has a good agenda and we want to move it forward. Another group believe the status quo that, you know, has guided the city for many years is okay. That's my assessment of it. Peter Insel is a man of compromise. He tries very hard to get along with everybody. Both of those groups I just mentioned, he's well-liked in both of those. I like Peter Insel. I think he'll be a great mayor pro tem.
Insel, the Ward 4 independent, says Councillor Armstrong had approached him to see if he would be willing to serve as pro tem.
They're somewhat of a division at times within the council, and I think I have the ability to work with both those sides. I've always been a person to look at an issue and vote based on its merit and with my conviction, and I really have no allegiances except to the citizenry of the city of Plattsburgh and to serve their best interest, and that's my only allegiance.
Insel missed last week's meeting because he was caught in the Boston blizzard. He was taken aback when he viewed the archive of the meeting, and it reinforced his goal to improve relations between factions in City Hall.
Certainly one of my goals is to improve communication between the council and the mayor and the mayor and the council. When I say that, I don't want the public to think that there's this huge chasm, because that's certainly not the case. I think each and every councillor on the board is looking at serving the best interest of their constituents and the entire citizens of the city of Plattsburgh. I have no doubt about that. I have no question about that. I think part of the issue, again, comes down to communication, and I think improved communication can go a long way towards mending the divide.
Councillors voted unanimously to approve Peter Insel as pro tem under Mayor Colin Reed. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.